The house will be in order. The prayer today will be offered by Gerald Morris, pastor of Sunshine Open Bible Church of Des Moines. He is the guest of Representative Salmon of Blackhawk. Following the prayer, the pledge will be led by Jack Ball, Paige from Bloomfield.
It is my honor to pray for you. I don't envy your jobs, but I want to ask God's blessing upon you. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we just thank you for each and every one of these leaders. Thank you for their dedication and their commitment. They are facing some tremendous issues. The pressure, I can only imagine, is overwhelming. Mighty God, I ask that you'll give these folks wisdom and understanding as you gave Solomon. And then when everything is done, Lord, I ask that you will give them rest and bring peace upon their soul so that they can relax and be at ease. Thank you for these people. Bless them, I ask, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Thank you. God bless you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The House will give attention to the correction of the journal. The journal stands approved. Introduction of bills.
House File 2557 by Wolf and Wessel Crichel, a bill for enacting relating to the minimum sentence for certain offenders in patrol and work release eligibility.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 2558 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for enacting relating to interpreters of limited English proficiency, deaf, hard of hearing persons of certain court proceedings and including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House File 2559 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for enacting relating to an officer disciplinary action.
First reading of bill is now for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2560 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act establishing daylight savings as the official time in the state throughout the year and including effective date provision.
First reading of bill is now for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2561 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act relating to the protection of certain potential recipients of anatomical gifts.
First reading of bill is now for commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2562 by Committee on Public Safety, a bill for an act relating to child sex abuse and child sex assault awareness and prevention.
First reading of bill is now commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2563 by Committee on Human Resources, a bill for an act creating a work group relating to child fatality protocols and alleged child abuse.
First reading of bill is now commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2564 by Committee on Judiciary, a bill for an act relating to the opening, administration, and termination of adult guardianship conservatorships and including conforming changes in effective date and retroactive applicability provisions.
First reading bill is now commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2565 by Committee on State Government, a bill for an act relating to the offset procedures used by a public agency and including effective date provisions.
First reading bill is now commitment amendment placed on calendar.
House File 2566 by Committee on Agriculture, a bill for an act establishing a study regarding the grain depositories and sellers indemnity fund.
First reading bill is now commitment amendment placed on calendar.
Senate File 2091 by Committee on Transportation, a bill for an act providing for the exemption related to the odometer requirements and including effective date provisions.
First reading bill is now commitment amendment passed on file.
Senate File 2131 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act relating to the credit allowed to domestic seeding insurers and reinsured seeding to insurers and including applicability provisions.
First reading bill is now for commitment amendment passed on file.
Senate File 2137 by Committee on Commerce, a bill for an act relating to the filing requirements applicable to extensions of real estate conveniences and transactions under specified circumstances.
First reading of bill is now for commitment amendment passed on file. At this time, the chair will recognize the lady from Scott, Representative Winkler, for her presentation on Black History Month.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, my particular presentation this morning is as a result of the district that I represent. Davenport was a city 10 years before Iowa was a state. My district has 9 miles along the Mississippi River, and my district starts in Davenport and ends in Buffalo. And the Underground Railroad has always been an interest to me because many of the places that were safe houses, safe harbor in the Underground Railroad occurred in my district. So a little bit of information about the Underground Railroad. It was an organized system for helping escaped slaves from the southern states reach freedom in the North or Canada in the years before the Civil War. The name may have come from an incident in 1831 when a freedom seeker, a runaway slave, ran from a Kentucky plantation. His master followed him to the banks of the Ohio River, but lost track of him when he dived into the water and swam across to Ripley, Ohio. Returning home empty-handed, the owner told everyone that his slave must have escaped on an underground road. In 1831, steam railroads were new and exciting means of travel in other parts of the country. Our railroad didn't come here until 1855, so initially the transportation network wasn't established as well. Maybe with the interest in the railroads, that was why Underground Road became an Underground Railroad. Those who kept safe houses for freedom seekers were called station agents. Others who guided freedom seekers from one place to another became conductors. Freedom seekers themselves were referred to as passengers. The word underground makes most people think that freedom seekers on the run must have hidden in basements or cellars, but that was rarely the case. Attics, fields, riverbeds, wooded areas were common places. Many freedom seekers probably entered Iowa by boat across the Missouri River. They probably left Iowa by boat across the Mississippi River to Illinois on their way to Canada. There are currently 5 Underground Railroad stops in Iowa that have been preserved: Llewellyn House in Salem, Pearson House in Keosauqua, Jordan House in West Des Moines, Hitchcock House in Lewis, and the John Todd House in Tabor. A map of John Brown's trail across Iowa lists other towns: Malvern, Redfield, Grinnell, Marengo, Iowa City, Springdale, West Liberty, and Davenport. Nearly 75% of the freedom seekers who were successful were young men. Most of the rest were young women in their teens who did not have children. If slave catchers did succeed in recapturing a freedom seeker, they were supposed to take him or her before a justice of the peace and prove that they had the right person. Even though the Fugitive Slave Act of 1850, this is an Iowa law, called for a fine of $1,000 and a term of 6 months in jail for anyone convicted of helping freedom seekers escape, there is no known case of anyone being convicted under Iowa law. Many who help freedom seekers escape from slavery, even though it was against the law to do so, were driven by a religious belief that slavery was wrong. In Iowa, anti-slavery Quakers played a leading role, as well as Germans in Davenport. Our Davenport newspapers were filled with information about accounts of the abolitionist John Brown's visit to Davenport in 1858 and 59. This is an accounting of John Brown's passage through Davenport. It's kind of a large quote, so here begins the quote. Colonel William Penn Clark, formerly of Davenport, wrote a letter to the Des Moines Register. Think about this. This is 1858, 1859. We had the Des Moines Register. in which he tells of a trip he made in March of 1859 from West Liberty to Davenport with John Brown and party, who were taking 12 slaves captured in Missouri to freedom. A freight car containing the slaves were attached to the train and placed directly back of the engine. In this car were Brown and others, all strongly armed. Kagi, the writer and orator of the Brown movement, accompanied Colonel Clark into a passenger coach to keep an eye on a man who had threatened to reveal to the United States officers the character of the freight in the car attached to the train when the train would reach Davenport. It was the purpose of Clark and Kagi to subdue and keep the man quiet during the short stay the train made in the city. Colonel Clark says in his letter, "And this we did. Kagi was thoroughly armed. We were all white men with Brown, and the party could not have been arrested without bloodshed." The conductor of the passenger train was a man named Jones, an Englishman, who I believe is dead. He was in sympathy with the movement and knew how anxious I was to get the fugitives safely across Iowa. From a window of old Burtis House, I watched the train crossing the bridge over the Mississippi and felt greatly relieved when the train started on its journey to Chicago, where Negroes were safely landed the next morning. While the train stopped here, this is Davenport, Laurel Summers, the United States Marshal, with a strong posse, searched the passenger cars, but did not examine the freight car on the rear of the train. At Chicago, Alan Pinkerton, familiar name, the famous detective, conducted the slaves to a waiting car which took them safely to Canada. That was the end of the quote that was in our paper at home. Most runaway slaves didn't get very far and were soon recaptured. Only a few made it to free states or up the north or to Canada. Still, the railroad effectively moved hundreds of slaves northward each year. According to one estimate, the South lost 100,000 slaves between 1810 and 1850. But there were still 4 million slaves in the South in 1860. The Underground Railroad certainly was a serious annoyance to slaveholders. It didn't make much difference in the number of slaves held, but it made all the difference to those who made it to freedom.
Are there announcements to come before the body? The chair recognizes the gentleman from Black Hawk, Representative Smith. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Good morning, Mr. Speaker. My order for an introduction.
You're in order.
Thank you. So today with me, well, first and foremost, thank you, Representative Winkler, for your Black History Month presentation. It's a good measure of how far we've come and how much progress there is to go. And speaking of history, today we have with us one of the longest serving African Americans in the Iowa State Legislature history. If you serve with this man, he probably doesn't need an introduction to you, so I won't belabor going through all of his accomplishments, but I'm honored here today to have with me one of my mentors in the process. Even after he wasn't serving in office anymore, he made sure to bring me under his wing and give me some insight as to how to maneuver in this building and how to get the work done. So I'm really honored and excited here today to introduce to you all former Representative Wayne Ford.
Welcome back to the chamber. The chair recognizes the gentleman from Adair, Representative Sorensen. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an announcement?
You're in order.
Yes, this is a thank you, ladies and gentlemen of the House, and good morning. This is a topic that's near and dear to my heart. In 2014, my daughter Indy had an hour-long seizure. It was the scariest day of my life. Many of these folks that are here today live in that scary moment day after day. I ask that you please join patients and advocates today from 11:30 to 1 in room 116 for a reception to learn more about epilepsy and our legislative priorities for 2020. The mission of the Epilepsy Foundation is to lead the fight to overcome the challenges of living with epilepsy and to accelerate therapies to stop seizures, find cures, and save lives. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Ringgold, Representative Dolichek. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
For a brief announcement, Mr. Speaker.
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. You should be receiving in your mailboxes an invitation from the Iowa Prayer Breakfast Committee to attend the 59th Annual Iowa Prayer Breakfast. It'll be at the Veterans Memorial Community Choice Credit Union on Wednesday, April 8th. Please look that over. Jim Garlow will be our speaker, a great speaker. Be a great program. Starts at 6:45 in the morning, be done by 8:30 or 8:15. So you get that card, please read it. We'd love to have you attend and join us. Thank you.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Plymouth, Representative Jennery. For what purpose do you seek the floor?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Am I in order for an introduction?
You're in order.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It is my distinct pleasure to introduce one of our own. Representative Ralph Clemmie served in this chamber for 12 years. Let's give him a very warm house welcome, please.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Floyd, Representative Pritchard.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker, and ladies and gentlemen of the Iowa House. Democrats will caucus immediately following this morning's business in room 305.
Chair recognizes the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, Mr. Speaker. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. Mr. Speaker, Republicans will caucus immediately. And if there's no further business to come before the House, I move the House recessed until the conclusion of the 10 a.m. budget subcommittees.
Seeing no further business to come before the House, you've all heard the motion from the gentleman from Harrison, Representative Winchettle. All those in favor will say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed will say no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it. The House in recess.